have three questions for the group.
Really?
My first question is, like, can we put a definition on mapping and tracing?
Difference?
A definition, can we define it? And the second is, how do mapping and tracing relate to this project? And the third is, how do they relate to Beijing? Or how can we apply them to Beijing, to this space right now? I guess we can, I would like to hear a definition if there is one of mapping and tracing.
Where's Wikipedia?
I think that's a big weakness in this article, is I don't think they're clearly defined. You know, she sets them up in juxtaposition, you know? But there isn't, I don't think the boundaries between them, they're not clear to me.
She does make the distinction between a sort of, like, the GPS sort of located mapping versus when she talks in the very beginning about the sort of flows with the Paleolithic, the idea of walking, and this process as leaving a trace, not necessarily with an intent to define a certain point, this is where the line's coming, right?
Yeah.
And so it's somehow, I think, much more along the lines of leaving realm for possibility in the act of doing.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's such a subjective process. I mean,
you were talking about mapping here?
Mapping and or tracing. I mean, what you're, as an individual, like how you, what you feel you
but
need
like,
to
let's
map.
Let's try to put a difference between them. Like you're saying,
yeah.
They're so close, but let's try to find that difference.
What, between mapping and tracing?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'll suggest a difference. They talk early about walking being the beginning of architecture.
Mm-hmm.
And similarly, I think we could probably say that gesture was the beginning of utterance, was the beginning of speech, was the beginning of language, the beginning of writing.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think I understand tracing more at the very early end of that spectrum, which is an embodied, very corporeal type of communication, knowing oneself in the world. And I think what happens when you move from the trace to the map is we shift that sort of sensory or sensual focus to an intense bias of the visual. And so when you make a map, you're abstracting a whole bunch of corporeal sensation and putting it in the visual representation.
So are you saying mapping is taking tracing and visually representing it for them?
I'm saying, yeah, map is
tracing
map
is
trace.
Tracing is
robbed of a lot of its corporeality.
Mapping is what?
Mapping would be tracing robbed of a lot of its corporeality.
So you're juxtaposing like mapping as visual, whereas tracing is more centered on the body.
That's what I'm taking from the article.
Yeah.
I would say that the trace also has a lot more to do with the other, because the trace, I think, would be not an intended sort of process on the part of the actor. The trace is something left behind by the actor and maybe to be observed by someone else, whereas the map is something where you come from the outside and try to pinpoint something.
Mapping is almost an abstraction in a strange way.
Yeah, right. She talks about it being end oriented, like GPS.
I mean, everyone in a strange way is like constantly tracing in gesture, moving,
always.
It's like it's a constant process, you know. But it's like mapping is when you almost try to peg it down or abstract from almost sort of like a collective like means of tracing.
Or is even just like observing the tracing, mapping.
Yeah.
Tracing might be just the production of space, while mapping is, you have the map already, like with the GPS, you have the map already,
the
just situating people or things into that space, which is already represented,
mm-hmm.
rather than tracing, you don't have the space, you're just producing it through the like drawing or whatever that you want. That might be also
I think that's really important,
so
it's
maybe
mapping,
it's
you're already like, you're imposing people, and they're just these kind of trails on top of something that's already sort of founded in there, you know, like a city, you know, like a road map, whatever. Whereas tracing is an attempt to, as she says, kind of create this common space. It's an attempt to try to create a completely new sense of space.
Understand.
Commonality.
We've walked all over this room, okay? We've all had embodied experiences of walking through this room. These are the tracings, okay? These are remainders left behind for somebody else to follow, to see, to do that. But it's, exactly. Now, I think if all of a sudden we took a rational diagram of this room and plotted each of these footprints, then all of a sudden we take what was an embodied act becomes a leftover remainder from an embodied act and becomes sort of rationally plotted on a cartography
also,
of this room.
Like when you're mapping, you can you're making judgments or you're being critical or something. Whereas when you're tracing, it's I don't know how well she explains it, but it goes back to this whole sense of
What I thought was really interesting too was the connection between language and mapping too, because to represent tracing through mapping, you have to create a visual language, or we talk about how color codes.
It's discursive. It's deterministic.
Yeah.
And in some ways, is counter to some original notion of tracing in the first place. Mapping also, I think, includes it's very a reflexive practice too. You know what I mean? You're not being or in the presence. You're you're reflexively thinking back on your own tracing of whether it's movement, gesture, or other social practices in a strange way. There's a very reflexive part of it, a self-analytical part of it. And then imbuing that your own subjective self-analysis of what, you've been tracing. I mean, I still can't get over the fact that we are always tracing things in a strange way.
Isn't that what's problematic about Delaney's work then? Is how does he create that discursive formation of that language for what the autistic children do?
And is that then the idea of the other, though, is that you're just able to differentiate yourself from that and sort of scientifically study things that everyone's doing anyway, but because it's...
I don't think that's tracing. I think in the end he ended up okay. I mean, if we are going to say they're different, that he mapped them.
Definitely mapped.
Yeah, he totally mapped these kids, but he came up with this idea of tracing, which is somehow outside of what he it was maybe part of the process and part and parcel with it, but in the end he creates these these absolute maps.
So what I'm hearing just... I don't know, I'm new, so I'm just
we have a lot of new people here.
That's good to know. But I want to be more newer than everybody. Come on. Damn. Always trying to be special. But it seems as if that there's this kind of mappings, scopophilic, hegemonic, totalizing, problematic. Tracing, nice, soft, better. it just seems that that's the kind of distinction that I'm hearing. It's interesting.
I was just saying, to me, it seems the difference between language and thought, abstract thought as it exists, before we filter it through language. And I guess at this point in our lives, language has so much formulated or form shaped the way we think that maybe they're not separate, but before humans have language, that space there and language, that difference. And what were we talking about at our last meeting as well? Steph was talking about the definition,
it's a good feeling and a thought.
Centering closer and closer towards the abstract of what it was, but never
but
actually
never
approaching
actually.
It. What was that word?
It was last time with
Foucault. Yeah, with Foucault. Steph, that's not here.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
You mean approaching the liminal, or
no? There was a term that we had in the Foucault, and essentially its meaning was.
Which Foucault?
We were reading Intersexuality.
Okay.
And the meaning was, a definition would always approximate, the actual abstract meaning of the term, but it would never actually describe it, and every definition would approach it in a different direction.
Yeah.
Through definitions, you approach the whole. But you never actually had access to the whole thing through language.
Right.
You don't remember what the term was?
No, I know.
I might even go a step further when you say that thought before language. Luz and Guattari and Masumi talked about affect before even thought.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And I think this is what I'm getting from the autistic kids, is a very affective experience,
mm-hmm.
Where they're not thinking about this. They're intuitively or affectively following the water waves, the gravitational pulls, or,
mm-hmm.
What have you. And it's almost a two-step process to codify affect to thought, and then thought to language. And that maybe that's another way of saying what I was trying to say before, that tracing is an affective embodied experience. And we think about it, Delaney thinks about it on their behalf, and then it becomes codified even further in language, which is another way of saying mapping.
Right. Yeah.